Life is a constant battle. Between war, poverty, slavery, and natural disasters, it's hard for people to live without worry or stress. However, these problems give an opportunity for people to rise up, take a risk, and change the world. And shockingly, the people that are rising up to change the world are teenagers. Every year, my church youth group hosts something called Youth Week. We stay at church for a whole week and go out and do service projects in the community. Then every day we come back to church about 3 p.m. and talk about our day and do some typical things you would do if you were at a summer camp. This past year I worked with my group at a place in Holland, Michigan called Blacktop. I remember getting into the van with my group the first day to go to the place and thinking, please let it not be a place where I have to work with kids. No such luck. It was a church where kids hang out and learn about Jesus. When our group found out that we were working with kids, things got really quiet. Anyone who has worked with kids knows how hard it is to introduce yourself to a kid who has no idea who you are. But as it turns out, I was actually blessed by these kids. I spent a lot of time playing a game these kids invented called Zombie. Was it rigged to their advantage? Totally. This little girl named Madeline wouldn't leave me alone. She always wanted me to play Zombie with her. It was worth it to hear these kids laughing and expressing their joy. It was so cool to be a part of influencing these kids' lives. If 120 teens could get together and make a difference in their community for only a week, just imagine what all the teens in the world could do to change their community. A lot of teens are probably like me. They're scared to get out of their comfort zone. They're scared to go against the popular opinion and be the change. But teens can do it. Teens have the power. Teens can change the world.